Welcome to the Joyful Journey podcast, where we embark on a quest for clarity and cultivate lives filled with love, joy, and purpose. I'm Anita Adams, your host and fellow traveler on this path of self-discovery. If you've ever found yourself longing for clarity or searching for ways to make a positive impact in our world, then you've come to the right place. Together, we'll tap into the power of inner wisdom, access our highest selves, and unleash boundless joy. By doing so, we not only elevate our own lives, but also contribute to heightening the collective consciousness. Join me as we dive deep into conversations, insights, and practices that light the way on our joyful journey. Hey, Joyful Journeyer, Anita Adams here, your host. And today we are going to explore how we can change our reality. Have you ever thought of yourself as not being enough? Maybe you thought you weren't smart enough or talented enough or brave enough. Or maybe you told yourself you were too old, too weak, or too poor to do or have what you want. It's a horrible feeling wanting something for your life, but also feeling like it's out of reach or impossible to attain. Here's the thing. Our beliefs about who we are shape our thoughts, which shape our actions, which shape our reality. So if you want to change your reality, if you want to achieve what feels out of reach, you have to first change your beliefs. I'm sure you've heard this before or something like it. Thoughts become things. They do indeed. But how do you change those thoughts and beliefs? After all, many of them have been with us like lifelong companions. The old belief that held me back for many years was the belief that I wasn't smart enough. This belief was crippling. And I would say things about myself to myself that further cemented the belief about my intelligence. I used to mutter things like, "What a stupid idea." Or, "I can't believe how stupid I am sometimes." Even saying these kinds of things in jest, which I often did with my friends, undermines you and reinforces the limiting belief. And you run the risk of others buying into those beliefs about you too. To help me let go of those limiting beliefs, I eventually put myself into some therapy and counseling, which did help to some degree. I also read a ton of self-help books. The book that had the greatest impact on me was You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay. I was 24 when I discovered this book, and at the time it felt like a godsend as my thoughts and beliefs about who I was had brought me to an all-time low. I had just graduated from university, and despite this smart accomplishment, I still felt stupid. And I told myself that I would never amount to anything worthwhile. When I discovered Louise Hay's book, I studied it like my life depended upon it. Within its pages, she presented several practical techniques that seamlessly integrated into my daily routine, and they seemed to help. Here are a few of those techniques that she recommended, and I'm sure they'll be familiar to you too. Affirmations, using positive statements to reprogram the subconscious mind by replacing negative beliefs with positive ones. Forgiveness, practicing the art of letting go of grievances and resentment towards oneself and others. And visualization, using the power of imagination to visualize desired outcomes and manifest positive change in one's life. And finally, self-love. Practicing self-compassion, self-care, and nurturing oneself to cultivate a positive mindset and overall well-being. I dedicated myself to embracing the first three practices, affirmations, forgiveness, and visualization, pouring my time and energy into learning these techniques. Undoubtedly, they did have an effect to some degree. However, it wasn't until much later that I grasped the pivotal role of self-love as the cornerstone for personal growth. Without nurturing this essential foundation, any progress achieved through affirmations, forgiveness, and visualization remain fragile, prone to collapse at the slightest hint of adversity or challenge. And yet, most of us do not put the time and energy into nurturing this self-love. I certainly didn't, not until much later in life. For many of us, self-care is considered indulgent and selfish. I understand now how important it is to change that belief, because self-love is what empowers us to anchor ourselves in beliefs that elevate us and our lives. Self-love enables us to tap into our highest self and see our true potential. So the question now remains, how do you develop self-love? While there are many ways to nurture a sense of self-love, the most impactful way to do this is to invest time with yourself, going for mindful walks in nature. If you've been following me on this show for any length of time, you know that's my thing, and it's so powerful. And what I mean by mindful walking is that you are walking with a specific intention. Well, actually, two intentions. The first intention is to connect with your environment. The reason for this intention is it helps you to get out of that monkey mind with the stories of your past and the worries of the future. We live in that space so much where the monkey mind is dominating. And when you connect with your environment, you quiet that noise and are able to get present to the here and now. Once you achieve this presence, your second intention is to connect with your essence, or with your soul, your higher self. The goal here is to get to know who you really are. That may sound odd. You might believe you already possess a clear understanding of your identity. If you've spent significant time in nature or in meditation, then you likely have developed a profound sense of self-awareness. Most people, however, have not dedicated such time to introspection, resulting in a lack of awareness regarding their true selves and the vast potential lying dormant within them. You see, you have an infinite amount of potential. The possibilities for your life are truly limitless. Accessing that potential and those possibilities, however, will only come through a deep love of self. When you love yourself deeply, you stop believing and telling yourself that you are not enough, and you start believing in you. So, my fellow joyful journeyer, if you want to change your reality, invest some time with yourself, going for mindful walks in nature so you can change your beliefs. I recommend making this a daily practice. 20 minutes is all you need. It doesn't have to be a wild environment either. You could walk in your local park, through your neighborhood, or even just sit in your garden. But put the phones away and be intentional with connecting with your environment and then with your inner self. I guarantee you, if you are consistent with this practice, you will see a positive shift in your beliefs, your thoughts, and your reality. If you want more support with this, head over to joyfulinspiredliving.com. Sign up to receive my newsletter, check out the new Nature Challenge, or explore my group coaching program and join others on this transformative journey. And as always, feel free to reach out if you have any questions. Thanks for tuning in, Joyful Journeyer. We'll catch you next time. Thank you for joining us on the Joyful Journey podcast. We hope today's episode has sparked something special within you. If you resonated with any part of today's show and you're eager to explore further, visit joyfulinspiredliving.com. There, you'll discover additional resources designed to help you unlock the power of inner wisdom and create a life aligned with your highest self. Be sure to sign up for our newsletter and receive a complimentary download of our 3 guiding principles to inner wisdom. These principles serve as a roadmap to clarity, confidence, well-being, and joy. If you have any questions or simply want to connect, reach out. I always enjoy engaging with fellow joyful journeyers like you. Until next time, wishing you joy, love, and inspiration.